Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see it. You know, we just left a very important meeting with the Fed chair, of course, Jerome Powell, a few minutes ago. So we're still inside. We wanted to bring you the information as soon as we got it.
Yes, just a quick update. And for the most part, the Federal Reserve have left the federal funds rate exactly where it was before, which is between 4.25 and 4.5. And all the indications is the economy is doing really good. The job market is doing good. And so therefore, they felt comfortable doing it that way. And he actually said they didn't want to adjust it because it could affect the way the rest of the indicators moved. And so they're staying very conservative for the most part. They had lots of questions from the press, and I think he handled himself very well in kind of staying neutral with the new administration.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because he was probed with a couple of difficult questions. One being, has the new administration put a lot of pressure on you at this point to demand these lowering of the federal funds rate? Very diplomatically, he said, I've really had no contact with the new administration, so therefore, this is the Fed's policy that's being put in place. I think overall, his consensus, I think the feeling there in this meeting and his report was very positive.
Yes.
A lot of great indicators in the economy that are doing quite well.
Yes.
They've made vast improvements, of course, from say 12 months ago with regard to the level of inflation, but he still continues to point to that 2% mark, which is their goal. Of course, we reported to you at the end of December that that number came in at 2.9.
Correct.
So that's certainly higher than the two reports before, but well below the numbers that he was reporting, say, 12 months ago.
Correct.
So I think they left it open for there to be change, whether this inflation continues to go up or whether it comes down. And I thought he did a nice job of saying, we can go this way if it continues to go up, or we can go this way if it continues to go down. And I just heard on the way, just out of the report, briefly on the radio, that there is some anticipation that instead of two lowerings this year, there actually may be three. Again, a lot of this is based upon how strong the economy remains, as well as where the inflation numbers go. The next report for the Fed will be, of course, at the end of March, and then we'll have a CPI report in between. So a lot going on.
Yes, yes. And I thought it was really interesting because everyone is speculating 2025 mortgage interest rates are going to be leveled off. Don't expect any crazy drops. They kind of predict it's going to stay in the sixes
for
the most part. This morning is at 6.8.
Yeah.
And so they're saying that this is kind of what is to be expected for the next year.
Yeah.
Nothing drastic going on. But I think it's still good that the economy is doing so well. So I think that's more favorable to loosen things up a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens with the stock market later this afternoon and then tomorrow, because it seems like all of the reports, when the chairman comes out of the Fed and makes a statement, everybody listens to the press conference afterwards. His discussion is pretty much from a paper that he reads in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But the questions afterwards tend to either send the stock market up that afternoon or plummeting down. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens. But overall, I think the general consensus is the economy is doing very well.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're optimistic about, I think, the 2025 real estate market. Interest rates should kind of curb from their increase. Inventory should start coming back on the market as we start approaching spring. So we're still very optimistic.
Yes, I think the expectation is that the home sellers who are holding on to those homes because of the lower mortgage interest rates at 4% that they were holding on to and not wanting to let it go, I think they kind of realize now that if they do want to make a change, if they do want that home that's more suitable for where they're living right now, they have to reconsider their tactic for sure.
Yeah, I heard a great phrase the other day. It's kind of a new twist on the loan lock concept. And this loan lock was that sellers are locked into that lower interest rate.
Uh-huh.
It was very interesting to see that there are, well, like 65% of the loans that are existing out there are below 4%. And the article went on to describe that probably sellers are going to have to get real about where these interest rates are going to continue to go. And they felt like there was going to be some loosening up from this new term, loan lock, which means that they're locked into that interest rate. They're just going to have to forget about that, you know, that par four, that low three type of a number, and get on with their lives.
That's right. And for buyers, it means being prepared, having that down payment ready, having your credit score high.
Talking with your lender, right?
Because if anything happens, you need to be able to compete with other buyers.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
That's going to be important.
That's it. More to come, of course. And as always, we're so happy that you tune in each week. We hope we provide you with valuable information. And we look forward to continuing to keep you updated on all this, all these developments and all this news.
Yes. So please subscribe to our channel. The link is right below. So go ahead and support us. We really appreciate it.
And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.